News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Happy to have in the studio with me this morning, Terrence A. Gross with Gross & Schuster, a personal injury attorney who has been in business quite a long time, has his own firm, and shares that firm with his sons, who are also attorneys. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Glad to be back. And you always ask me the same question. You always say, Terry, what are we talking about today? So you asked me that, and I gave you an answer. And I want to talk about uninsured motorist coverage. Yes, if you've listened for a long time, I've discussed this before. But you got to understand what I do every day. Mm-hmm. And a lot of days, like even this afternoon, when I get back this afternoon, I'm meeting with two or three new clients. These are people that have been in wrecks recently. Mm-hmm. And what do I do? We talk about lots of things, but I review insurance policies.
Gosh.
So I don't think a week goes by that I'm not reviewing several insurance policies. And some people are so proud of their coverage. I say, let me see your policy. Don't worry, Mr. Gross. Oh. I have full coverage.
Oh, boy.
And then I start looking, and I look at them sadly after I look at their policy, and I say, I wish you did. But I do. I do have it. My agent said it's full coverage. I said, well, then your agent should be shot.
Oh,
because
gosh. Yeah.
Maybe they're talking about collision on your car. Maybe they're talking about whatever. But you do not have full coverage by my definition unless you have uninsured motorist coverage. And for those of you that are coming from different states, I have seen other states' policies, and they have a separate premium for uninsured and then another premium for underinsured.
Really?
In Florida, no such thing. It's all the same. It's just semantics. Uninsured means the person that hit you has no insurance, and underinsured means they have insurance, just not enough. So in Florida, I rarely see an uninsured motorist vehicle. Truthfully, not even one out of 100. There's always some form of insurance, usually. There's a red herring every now and then. But most are underinsured. Why are they underinsured? Well, it's a combination of things. First of all, Florida is what we call a 10-20 state. That means you can purchase as little as $10,000 of bodily injury coverage, coverage that would pay someone else if you screw up.
Mm-hmm.
There are only two states left out of 50 that sell the $10,000 limits. I think it's
really?
Us and maybe Rhode Island. So we always laugh at Alabama being backwards. Their minimum is $25,000.
Interesting.
Georgia? $25,000, Tennessee, $25,000, Louisiana, $25,000. I look at policies all the time.
Sure.
So that's why I know all
that.
Why
do you think ours is so low?
It's a combination. It's been up for the legislature for the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 year it was passed, and Governor DeSantis vetoed it. But his veto was, I understand why he did it, because what they were trying to do was, okay, we'll increase it to $25,000. But we're going to take away no fault, which helps the little guy.
Right.
So they're playing little shenanigans, a little political. So to his credit, DeSantis did veto it, as he should have, and I would have done the same thing. But we should be at least up there. So when I began being a lawyer in 1979, the limits were
$10,000.
Ask yourselves this. Since 79... have medical bills gone up? Have we seen inflation? I mean,
wow.
So $10,000 ain't deadly squad. If you go to the ER and they do a couple CT scans.
Oh, you're well over $10,000.
You're over $10,000 in medical bills.
Easily.
And you hadn't even started treating yet.
Easily.
You hadn't even gone to a pain doctor, a chiropractor, a neurosurgeon, or orthopedist, or whoever, physical therapist.
Boy, when you put it, 1979?
Well, that's when I started.
Yeah, that just puts it in perspective.
And it was a 10 limit then.
Yeah.
So nothing's really changed, yeah, and yet we've had a lot of inflation. Everything's gone up.
Oh, you know? Absolutely.
So did we just get a caller, or is that something else?
I think that was something else.
Okay. Yeah. All right. By the way, if you wish to call us, you can call or text us 850-437-1620, and we'd love you to join the show. Always do. So uninsured motorist protects you and your family. It is insurance that is excess over any deficiencies the defendant may have. So do you really want to depend on the negligent driver to do the right thing and have enough coverage to cover you for any mayhem they cause? And if you stop and think about it, I'll tell you the truth is the worst drivers have the lowest coverage. Why? Because if you habitually run stop signs and speed and cause wrecks, your insurance rates are going to be sky high, and you have to gravitate towards the lowest limits because you're paying so much because you're such a bad driver.
Golly.
So the worst drivers practically always only have a 10 limit.
Oh, my goodness.
And a lot of people in this day and age, you know, are looking for the cheapest rates. There are certain companies, like when I hear, truthfully, Geico or Progressive, I usually tell my people there's a good chance there's only a 10 limit. Now, they do write bigger limits, mm-hmm. but they also are very competitive with their advertisements. You got Flo with Progressive versus the Lizard at Geico or a caveman, mm-hmm. whatever they're using for Geico. And a lot of people know the name. They go to them. And with Geico, there is no agent. So remember, with Geico, it's online or telephone or whatever, mm-hmm, and you're just sort of doing your coverage with no input from an agent, versus when I see State Farm or other...
Allstate has a lot of ads.
Yeah, but the State Farm has agents. Mm-hmm. So usually when you have agents, so do I see 10 limits with State Farm? Seldom. They're there, but it's seldom.
Do you have companies that you'd be comfortable recommending or that you see do take clients?
Not particularly. I mean, there's some that are worse than other in taking care of, but I mean, I got a case right now where the defendant had a 100,000 limit with Geico, so you could have anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, I would say 50% of the cases I see, the defendants who caused the wreck only have a 10,000 limit. 50%. That means over 50% of my cases that I'm handling, we're dealing with underinsured motorist coverage. So, and if there's only a 10 limit, so if the defendant's only got a 10 and you don't have uninsured motorist, you have a $10,000 case. But Mr. Gross, I fractured my wrist. I hear that, but where are you going to get the extra money? Well, can't you sue the defendant? They got a 10 limit.
Mm-hmm.
That's called a turnip. So people, rich people don't drive around with 10,000 limits. It's just mm-hmm. not done. And even suing a person is just a piece of paper. And if they cared about it, they could declare bankruptcy. And the judgment goes away. They keep their house. They keep their car. They keep their IRA. So anyway, at the end of the day, lawyers are limited by insurance coverage. And people get so frustrated that some of them get mad at us. I'm going, why are you getting mad at me?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't deal the cards. It's not my fault that the person that hit you only had a 10. And it's not my fault that your family, for whatever reasons, chose to ignore uninsured motorist coverage. That's mm-hmm. Don't get mad at me. Don't kill the messenger here.
Right.
I try to discuss most of these things early on and just see, but I've had horrific cases where there's just not enough coverage. But again, with over 50% of them being uninsured motorists.
Mm-hmm. I do have a question from a listener.
Sure.
The number is 850-437-1620. Our listener says, I have had AAA of Florida Auto for a decade. The uninsured premiums keep climbing. Can I buy affordable uninsured only from another company?
No. No. You. Here's the law. The law says, no, you can't just buy UM. You could probably buy a UM umbrella, maybe. That would be an umbrella, so you'd have to have a lot of coverage anyway. But your uninsured motorist coverage should match your liability. So I don't see many AAA policies, so I don't really have an opinion about that. We don't see them very often. I know they exist, and they do sell car insurance. You could shop the market possibly, but it would be all your policy. You can't just pick and choose, oh, I'll get liability with AAA and uninsured. No, you cannot do that. So you could certainly shop the market, but you should, whatever you've chosen, I'll give you a good example. So I got a dear friend of mine. He's a retired banker in his 80s. Last year got rear-ended by a young girl. His knee hit the dash and was supposed to have knee surgery and all that, walk around the cane. And the little girl only had a $25,000 limit, which is better than 10.
Better than 10, yeah.
But wasn't enough. Right. Wasn't enough. And then so I look at my guys, and he's very confident. I got full coverage. So I look at it. He's got $250,000 of liability coverage, which is very good.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I looked at his uninsured motorist, he had $10,000 of non-stacking. That means you can't add it to other policies in your house. So I'll get back to that in a moment, that thought. But he only had $10,000. So, of course, we got his $10,000, but I got the $25,000. And the 10, but the case was worth more than that with someone that needs knee surgery.
Of course.
We did what we could do, but and it becomes like an actuarial thing. So let me tell you the dirty secret. Even if you have an agent, why are people not informed more by their agents about uninsured motorists and so forth? And the answer is this. If you go in for, like, say, life insurance, they want to sell you as much as you want to buy. But if a 25-year-old young man goes in that's healthy and he decides to buy $1 million policy, he can get a very cheap premium. Meanwhile, if his dad or granddad goes in there and they have high blood pressure and diabetes, maybe had a little bout of cancer a couple years ago or something, then if they want $1 million, they either get declined or they got to pay quadruple or more with the kids paying.
Right.
It's not that they're discriminating against the older people. It's just statistically who is bound to live longer, a 25-year-old that's healthy or a 65-year-old that's not so healthy. So it's all quantitated. It's all their bean counters. And the same thing is true, like I already mentioned, if you've had a lot of speeding tickets and DUIs, well, of course your car insurance is going to be more than a safe driver.
Mm-hmm.
If you live near the water, your flood insurance and your hurricane insurance are going to be a lot more than if you're high and dry up in Molino or Cantonment or something.
Right.
So that it's just statistics. But on uninsured motorists, they can't do that because the safest person in the world, the safest, the most cautious driver can still get rear-ended when they've stopped at a red light for 30 seconds and a drunk hits them or a little girl texting hits them. And it happens all the time and opens up uninsured motors. So the companies don't like the exposure of the unknown because they're for-profit companies. So a lot of them don't want to. They tell their agents, please don't sell too much uninsured motorist. And maybe
I don't even think I've had a conversation about it, quite frankly, agent.
What happens is this. So you go in your agent, if you have an agent, and you go in and you probably don't even talk to your agent. There's the little front girl, and they say, Phil, we'll give you coverage. Fill in this form. Sign here, sign here, sign. And you just blindly, you're in a hurry. You're doing errands. You sign, give them a check. Okay, got my insurance. That's done. Now off to my next errand.
Were you there?
No, but where did you just sign? Where did you just sign? You don't have a clue. But so the selection of uninsured motorists has to be in writing. If you choose less than your liability, has to be in writing. If you reject, has to be in writing. If you get non-stacking, has but your signature. And so you can't say, it's no defense in Florida courts that I didn't know. They didn't tell me.
Right.
Your signature is presumptive that you knew what you're doing. You're an adult. You knew what you're doing. And if your wife signs, it applies to the husband in the household. Mm-hmm. You can't say, oh, that was my wife. It wasn't me. That's not an argument in Florida. So,
oh, boy.
So anyway, But if you have multiple vehicles in your household, always have stacking. So if you've got 100 on three cars and it's stacking, you actually have 300,000 in coverage for very little extra in your premium. It's a tremendous advantage, and I've done very well with the stacking in extreme injury cases. I had a young man that was stationed in Corpus Christi. He was in the military in his 20s, and an illegal alien with no insurance ran a red light full speed.
Oh, boy.
Broadsided him. He was in a coma for 6 weeks.
Oh, no.
He had brain damage. His military career was over. And, the illegal alien had none. The young man, to his credit, had 25,000 of uninsured motors, which was a spit in the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Brain damage, career over, 25,000.
Mm-hmm.
But the parents had 300,000 of stacking on three cars. I got another 900,000.
Wow.
Through the parents' household, because if you're a resident relative, and even they tried to argue, well, he doesn't live with them. He's in the military.
Right.
I mean, so you still keep your home. Where was his driver's license? Pensacola. Where did he receive mail? Pensacola. Where was he registered to vote? Florida. So he's living in Texas, but he's never gave up his residence.
Right.
And we do that with college students. We do it with military members. So just because you're in a tent in Iraq doesn't mean that you're a resident of Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
You're stationed in Iraq or Afghanistan or wherever you are. So that was my argument, and I did prevail on that. So, but that's, they don't tell you all that. They don't tell you all the ins and outs. So you don't have full coverage if you don't have uninsured, underinsured motorist coverage, and it should always be equal to whatever liability. So if you only choose 10,000 liability, that's all you can afford, I understand, then you should have 10,000 of uninsured motorist. If you've got three vehicles in your household, even with that scenario, you still got 30, 10 plus 10 plus 10. 30 is a lot better than zero.
Absolutely.
30 is a lot better than just 10 if you chose non-stacking. And non-stacking only saves you pennies. I mean, you're saving pennies on a dollar by choosing non-stacking. The only time I tell people that they should or could have non-stacking is if you have one car in your household. If you don't have children or husband or relatives. But let me tell you a quick story just to bring it home. So 10 years ago, I get retained by a 75-year-old lady in Fort Walton. And what had happened to her, she was in her neighborhood, and it was a four-way stop that she's, you know, frequents all the time. And she comes to her stop in full stop and looks both ways and pulls out safely, she thought. Well, there was a landscaping old pickup truck that didn't stop for their stop sign.
Oh, no.
Broadsides her. Her head smacks against the car window.
Oh, no.
And she fractures her skull, gets a hematoma, had to go right in for brain surgery.
Wow.
Well, this landscaper, Joe Bob's Landscaping, only had a $10,000 limit on his old junk or pickup truck, so that's all you're going to get from Joe Bob.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the $10,000 from him. I look at her policy. She's got $50,000 of uninsured motor, so that's something.
Yeah.
So I start questioning her. I said, well, are you married? No, sir, I never got married. So I guess then you're telling me you don't have any children. Just, no, sir, I never had children. So I almost quit. 75 years old, no husband, no children. But I did ask one more question. So you're telling me then that you don't live with any other relatives? Just, no, I live with mom. I said, I'm looking at her because she's 75. I'm trying to do the math. You live with mom? And mom was 95.
Yeah. Wow.
So I said, does mom own a car? She says, yeah, but she doesn't drive it. She hasn't driven in 3 years. It's just in the carport undercover because mom can't drive anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I said, do you think it's insured? She says, mom insures everything. So we take a look at mom's policy. My lady's name's not on the policy. No, a different company than she had. And mom had $100,000 of stacking uninsured motorist. We were able to get that because all I had to prove was resident, relative. So you don't have to be on the policy
or
whatever. So and so we got her 160, which is a lot better than 10.
Absolutely.
A lot better than 10.
That's fascinating. I didn't realize just the residence part of it.
It's resident, relative. And what also happens to us, so you raise your children, they all leave, they get married, they get jobs, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in your old marital home, and all of a sudden you get the phone call from your daughter's dad, I'm getting divorced from John, and can me and the kids move in for several months to get back on our feet? Sure, honey. We got four bedrooms. Come on. So now she moved back in with you. What just happened? She's your resident relative. So even though she's got her own car and she's not on your policy, she hasn't been on your policies in 20 years because she was been emancipated. But if she has a wreck the next day or one of the grandchildren or whatever, they get to use your coverages from your household. All the lawyer has to prove, are they resident relatives? So as soon as she moves back in, her residence is your house.
So I'm curious, if she has a policy with her now ex-husband, does that then negate it and defer residence policy?
No, we probably have that too. We'd probably be able to use that as well.
Interesting.
So these are things that experienced lawyers look at. But again, it could be the difference in you having little to no case to a very significant case. I got a sweet lady right now that had a horrible car wreck, and we're checking out the coverage of the defendant, but my gut tells me the defendant's going to have a $10,000 limit.
Right.
And thank goodness this lady who lived by herself, she's a widow. She's got a $100,000 UM, which at least gives me some elbow room.
I'm hoping. It's better than 10.
It's better than 10.
Gosh.
So anyway, I know we're running out of time. This is...
About 3 minutes.
Three minutes. Yeah. Okay. But this is Terrence Gross speaking, and probably a little late to call in or text at this point. This is all our law firm does. We have five offices. Our primary office is on the corner of Palafox and Savannah's. Got the Christmas lights up.
I told him when he came in, I said, your building looks beautiful. Big, bright white lights. It's beautiful.
And we love having the people there. By the way, we're doing a cookout for the homeless and our friends December 9th.
You do this every year, don't
every
you?
Year. It's coming up December 9th. So anybody from 11 to 2. So friends of Gross and Schuster come and whatever. And we cook out the front steps and people that are hungry or any homeless we get, we bring them in.
So that's coming up this Tuesday.
This Tuesday. It's coming up quick.
Wow.
So at that office, we have a Milton office. We have a Crestview office, Mary Esther office, Navarre office. I'm blessed to have my three sons as my law partners. And if you wish to call us in Pensacola, 850-434-3333. Our website is grossandschuster.com. And by the way, on our website, we do not brag about our million-dollar settlements or verdicts. Even though we've had them, we do not brag about them. We give information, and guess what? We have pages on uninsured motorists. So if you were driving and you couldn't take notes and you're going, God, he was talking so fast and it sounds so important, go to my website. It's all there. Everything I said today is probably there other than my little anecdotal stories. But anyway, glad to be here. Glad to see you. Happy holidays to everybody out there. Drive safely. I'll be back in a week or two.
Okay. Well, I always learn something when you're here, and I'm very interested now in checking my policy. It's the end of the year. This is a good time to take a look at it. Going into 2026, I want to make sure I have the right coverage.
Come to the cookout and let me look at your policy.
Oh, I will be there. All right. I will be there. Thank you so much, Terry. I really appreciate you. And Gross and Schuster, again, that website, grossandschuster.com.
Grossandschuster.com.
S-C-H-U-S-T-E-R.